Welcome back to Go Forth and Nerd. This is Jesse Bray, also known as Mr. Bray, and I'm your resident nerd. And again, we got my buddy Kevin Blue on.
I am always here. Here with the scary story.
Nice. All right, so Kevin's going to share. We're actually going to do a double feature. So again, if you've been paying attention, hopefully by now, you know that we're doing a month of 31 Days of Horror during the month of October. And Kevin's going to share a scary story. And go ahead.
In today's scary story, I have the title being called The Deep Stare. Helen was an old woman. She didn't need very much, but she needed groceries. So she left her house in search of the perfect apples. Helen found her apples and she made her way back home, putting her bags down and making her way to her bedroom, hoping to catch Jeopardy. Looking out into her window, there was a faint darkness, but a face suddenly appeared. It was a man, standing about 6'2", staring right at her, through her window. She saw this man, and she stood there, and didn't move an inch. She didn't want to move. She didn't know why the man was there, and she stood there for what seemed about 20 minutes, inching ever so closely to the phone that she had, keeping her eyes on the man that was in her backyard. She dialed 911. Right as she dialed 911, the man skipped away, and she told 911, "Hey, there was a man staring at me in my window. Can somebody please come here? I don't like it." The police were there maybe 5 minutes later, and they found that her house had been broken into. Luckily, the police had found Helen was perfectly fine, and she still wanted to know why there was a man in her backyard. The police told her, "Ma'am, that man that you thought you saw in your backyard was actually in the house with you. That face that you thought was in your backyard was a reflection of a man standing right behind you. And you are very lucky that he did not take you out."
Oh, that's creepy. That's creepy. That is creepy. That is a creepy story. Oh, okay. So we're sharing, your story being from, I believe, inspired from a true event that took place that you read about.
Yes, indeed.
Here I have a story, so they're part of our double feature. I have a story based upon one of my favorite scary stories I saw as a kid. This might jog some memories for some people. And this one's called Metal Mouth. And I remember as a kid, I really enjoyed this show called Eerie Indiana. And the show is basically about sort of weird, strange things that happen in Eerie Indiana. And kind of an X-Files for kids sort of thing. The story goes like this episode of Metal Mouth, where this one kid, he got a headgear, and it's a common thing for those who have for those who get braces, they have to wear headgear when they go to sleep. Sometimes people have to wear them during the daytime. It's a very sort of unattractive helmet that you have to wear. And this kid, he had got all this headgear for his braces. He started to hear strange sounds, and he couldn't quite figure out where they were coming from. And eventually he discovers that he's not just hearing just random sounds, he's hearing animals talk. And not just animals, he could hear conversations that are taking place, intelligent conversations that these dogs are having. And not only is this conversation just animals speaking to each other, they have sort of revolutionary and sort of creepy and controversial things that they're talking about. Eventually, throughout the episode, the dogs discover this kid has this ability. And they chase these kids down an alleyway, and they're chanting, "Metal Mouth, Metal Mouth, Metal Mouth," at this kid. And what we see is that they chase this kid down, and the end of the episode, all we discover, we don't know what happened to the boy, we just see the discarded remains of the headgear, of Metal Mouth's headgear. Creepy. Creepy. But that story made an impact on me. It was a creepy story. So I guess the question is today, what sort of creepy things have you guys encountered in your own life? Email us. Send us in. I would love to read your own stories. If you'd like to share them with us, or we can share them for you on the podcast. So thank you. Thank you all so much for listening. I hope we've made October a little more spooky for you, get you in the spooky mood as we approach Halloween. And Kevin, could you do the honor of closing us up?
Surely will. If you are coming back from a long trip and you look out of your dark window and you see a man, bald but red beard, it is probably Jesse watching you right behind you, telling you to go forth and nerd.
Thanks so much, buddy. Thank you, Kevin. Oh, that's great. You guys take care.